soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It's Wednesday, July the first. Hey, have you registered for Golden State Baptist College this fall? Get registered. Get lined up to come to the college and prepare for God's work. It's the best. You say, well, I don't feel a call of God. Well, just come anyway. Allow it to grow your life and mature you to be a better Christian, a better husband, a better wife, a better Sunday school teacher. And you'll still be young. You'll be 20, 21 when you graduate. And go ahead and get another degree. Good night. Just figure this thing out. But get solid in God. Call us today, 408-988-8881. Here's Brother Stephen Ray Nichols and his family singing Fight On. There's a good song. And I thank God for the Nichols family. They're such a blessing to my life, to my soul. Fight On is the song.
Sometimes the battle rages on and everything goes wrong. And you tell yourself it's more than you can bear. You hardly have the strength for another day. It seems to you that every ray of hope is truly gone. But just fight on, though your heart is heavy, fight on. Though your soul is weary, fight on. There's victory to be won. Keep on walking and talking and living and giving and telling the world of Jesus. Though your faith keep pursuing one more day.
This battle that we fight down here, we have no need to fear. Though the world around us is on sinking sand, our Savior is a rock that standeth sure. Deliverer, our shield and strength, a high and mighty tower.
So just fight on, though your heart is heavy, fight on. Though your soul is weary, fight on. There's victory to be won. Keep on walking and talking and living and giving and telling the world of Jesus. Though your faith keep pursuing one more day, one more hour. Just stay in the battle, fight on. Jesus, though your faith keep pursuing one more day, one more hour, just stay in the battle, fight on, fight on, just stay in the battle, fight on.
Today we're in Genesis 18. I look forward to our passage, and God's going to speak to our, I know God speaks to our hearts. He'll speak to our heart today. I appreciate you listening. I'd love to hear from you if you would write me at Revival Time. It's all one word, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-T-I-M-E. All one word, Revival Time at NorthVBC. That stands for NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org. I'd love to hear from you. I'll always write you back. It may take me a day. They get it. They run a copy of it. I write back a personal handwritten note. They type it up. That's the way it works around here. But I don't know how to use a computer. Can you believe that? I told that to someone at the DMV the other day. They couldn't believe it. You know, I lost my wallet the other day. And I've looked everywhere, so I had to cancel everything and just go ahead and get everything new. And I went to one bank. I bank at two banks. I banked at one bank, and I got there. And the first, I said to the girl, I said, lost my wallet. She said, where'd you put it? Where'd I put it? Where'd I put it? You got to be kidding me. And if I knew where I put it, I'd find it. Yeah. Here's a song, The Haven of Rest. Brother Alvin Martinez, you come in here and sing for us. Then the Bible study, Genesis 18.
My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress.
Bible says in chapter 18, verse number 9, Genesis, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, 90-year-old Sarah, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard in the tent door, which she was behind him, and Sarah, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. She couldn't have children. And therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, I am waxed old and have pleasure in my Lord being old also. And the Lord said to Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I surely bear a child and am old? Here's our text today. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Well, Sarah denied. She says, I was afraid. And the men looked, and they saw that she was afraid. But may I say this? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Your husband that's lost. Is anything too hard for your Lord? Your wife that's lost, is anything too hard for the Lord? Your mother, your father, your mother-in-law, your father. We just had a mother get saved, and 11 days later she died. And her life was transformed, just transformed. And her husband's now come to church faithfully with his daughters and their husbands that got saved here. Just transformed. We've had four men in the last four men that have come to our church and said, this was my last stop. I was going to go commit suicide. My last stop. I thought about going to church. All four got saved. They're growing in the Lord. It's just an amazing thing to see what God's done in their life. Hey, you know, God, is anything too hard for the Lord? You say, well, my son's backslidden. My daughter's backslidden. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Ari Torrey got so backslidden, and he came to the point he was going to commit suicide, and he went up to an old hotel room, and he got alone with God, and he read the Bible, and he got saved. Hey, I'm telling you, is anything too hard for the Lord? John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, but he was a slave owner, mean and ornery, and God saved him. Is anything too hard for the Lord? God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God cannot fail. He is God. And God cannot fail you, child of God. For he is God. He knows the path that I take. And when I'm tried and purified, I'm going to come forth as gold. God knows everything. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Hey, pastor, today, dear pastor friend, you're struggling in the journey of life with your ministry. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, it's not too hard for God. God can do anything. God can do everything. God can meet your need. God can meet my need because nothing is too hard for God. God can do it. God can save. God can restore. God can bring back the lost to him, the backslider to him. God can give you that land, pastor. God can give you finances, pastor. God can give you students for your school. God can meet your marriage need. God can meet every need you have. God can meet a job need. God can do anything. And Sarah had to learn that. No, nothing's too hard for God because God is God. And when God decides something, God's decided it. Oh, I'm so thankful for you. I thank God for every listener today. I hope you'll claim that nothing's too hard for God. Dear pastor friend, you're weary today. Nothing's too hard for God. Dear pastor's wife, you're weary today. Nothing's too hard for God. Dear child of God, you're weary today. Godly teenagers, you're weary of life today. You're struggling with your journey of life. God, nothing's too hard for God. Not a thing is too hard for God. I thank God for each and every one of you. I'd love to hear from you today. Revival time at NBBC. Please make a note of it. And let's meet at church tonight. Tiffany, Happy salvation birthday. Our daughter Tiffany, a pastor's wife, Newport Beach, saved 42 years ago today. God bless you, Tiffany. Your papa, your dad loves you so very much. Father, I love our listeners. I'm so very grateful for them. And I pray that you give each and every one a very good day as we seek to serve thee. May we have a life that's pleasing to thee is my prayer. Bless every listener worldwide. Give them a great day is my prayer. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.